Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the... Well, is it tweeting or Xing, you know? I ask that question all the time. Nobody's getting back to me yet. So I don't know. Whatever. We'll call it tweeting for the moment, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. You know, before I came on, I like to check the polls, comments, all that fun stuff. And I'm not surprised, but I am amazed at how quickly or how the left is trying to frame how well Joe Biden's doing. All right? I mean, seriously. And so when you go over to MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DEFG, any of those, you see all these posts come up about, oh, Trump's in trouble. Right? Biden beating him here. Biden beating him there. Biden ahead of him here. And you're going, okay, well, wait a minute. That's not what I'm seeing other places. And even Fox News and some of the others, more centrist slash right-leaning, keep talking about how in trouble Biden is. Which proves my point over and over and over again. You can't trust these things. You can't trust the polls. Because depending on which way you lean will depend on what you believe in the polls. Right? And again, when you add, all right, for instance, Wisconsin right now. When you go to Wisconsin and you look at the polls there, right, these guys are pretty much neck and neck, pretty much. I shouldn't even say pretty much. They're both, you know, 47% each. And the others are undecided and or, you know, voting for others, if you would, right? And you know what's really, I find really funny, is the women, Wisconsin groups favoring Biden for president, women 50%. And I was talking about this the other day, and I said, hey, why is it that all women have accused Joe Biden of sexual misconduct? I'll put it that way. Where were they? How come they wouldn't heard? Didn't get heard. Did the Me Too not apply to them? Right? Now, here's the other thing. When potential third-party candidates are included, Robert Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, Cornell West. Trump pops up and now beats Biden by 3 to 5 points. And the other thing you think is hilarious, to show you that people just aren't paying attention. When you see what tops off their list is what they deem as important to them in the election, the economy, number one. Election integrity, number two. Immigration border, number three. Abortion is last on the list, and the Dems are making it their number one issue. And again, showing how out of touch they are. Now, when you start asking, and I don't know if they're just uninformed, covering for Joey B., I don't know which. But in Wisconsin, what's extremely important to the voters, among Democrat voters, the economy among Democrat voters is at 40%, among GOPers is 69%. The immigration and border among Dems is 18%. Among GOP, it's 69. Now, this is in Wisconsin, right? I wonder if you'd get these same numbers if you asked the people in Chicago, New York, and places like that. I wonder how they'd feel about it, right? But the one that's really, really over the top is they asked the likely Wisconsin voters if they were concerned about the mental health and the mental soundness of Biden, 61% said yes. You know, even from within, they're worried about him. Even from within, they're concerned. Matter of fact, I don't know if you saw the hidden video, how nobody likes Harris in there. Right? They want her gone. They don't like her. They don't find her pleasant at all in any way. And then you have Joey B. They openly admit he's lost. His health has deteriorated greatly. Now, it's one thing if somebody would say, hey, listen, or somebody from within, yes, he's got some challenges. He's having some problems. We're trying to work it through with him. No. We continue to hear what a pace that he has. How hard is it, you know, how hard can it be to keep up with him? You know what's hard to keep up with? How much he sleeps and rests and doesn't show up to things. Or doesn't schedule things during the day. I'd have to do something. It'd be driving me nuts. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe when we return.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
So much better when you hit the right buttons. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really so much appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly being, you know, being connected. We get connected when you tune in, you listen, you respond sincerely. I am Joe Messina, your host, but let me bring him on because I have so much fun when he is on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every Thursday, and, you know, it's just... We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Den, and Great music. And the writer, the what do you guys call it? Composer? I don't know.
Composer, yes.
You like that? That works? Okay.
I like that fancy word, yeah.
Yeah. You like that? I can't spell it, but I can say it. So we're good. You know?
Well, this calm and poser. Much better if you just
wait. God bless.
As I am a wannabe career musician, yes.
I know, but again, it's. I keep telling people, stop spending money. Taylor Swift now, right? I got a Christian. stop. You know, I had this conversation with a friend of mine this morning, and you can help. And I said, it is beyond me how Christian parents take young, impressionable girls. I mean, and those tickets ain't cheap. They don't have, like, $25 cheap seat tickets for her, right? So they spend all this money giving her money for tickets, and they subject their daughters to her and her kind of music and her actions and comment. You know, they idolize this person.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
And you know the thing that drives me nuts, man, is when you have a lot of people who are of the Republican voting persuasion constantly saying, who cares what these celebrities think? Nobody cares what these celebrities think. And I'm like, you know, that kind of underestimation is exactly why these Democrats be pulling this stuff on us that they do. Millions of people care what these people think.
Yep.
Yeah, they're influencers, right?
Yep.
And
they're called influencers for a reason, right?
Thank you, man. And I saw what's that meme, man? It's a funny meme. It said, it's no surprise that Taylor Swift would be behind Joe Biden, considering that 95% of her songs were about choosing the wrong guy.
That's great.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to guard what goes into our eyes and ears, right? We're supposed to, and as parents, you're supposed to guard what goes into your kids. And don't say, I love the comments where people will say, well, you know, they'll watch it at school, or they'll watch it here, or they'll see it there. You go, yeah, but you make sure they understand it's not acceptable. You're not going to allow it in the house. You're not going to allow that music or that CD or that whatever in the house. You have to teach them to take a stand, right?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, you just like you said. I mean, that's it right there. You got to let them know, hey, this is wrong. You know, and if you're going to live in my house, you want to do that sort of stuff, you know, you got to be able to afford to pay everything that comes with it. You know, there's the excuse of they're going to find a way to do it anyway. It's like, sure, as long as I know and they know that I said no, right?
No, I did it. I did it with my mom. God bless her. She thought she was doing something right, but she used to buy my cigarettes for me as a kid.
Wow.
And then this gets better. And then we would have every once in a while she would buy us beer because she wanted us drinking at the house instead of driving around drinking. I'm going, oh, maybe I'm going to make these subtle threats that, yeah, I'm going out with the guys tonight. We may throw a few back. You know, so she would say, "Hey, no, just stay here. I'll get you guys what you want."
Yeah, that was a philosophy that was pretty popular. Like
it was
when we were kids. Yeah, even again, I'm a little younger than you, but even in my generation, that kind of philosophy, that so-called philosophy, was there. It's better that you do with me. I said, "Oh yeah, that's great parenting right there." And the only time that stuff works is, like, say, for instance, like, if your parents are going to do something with you that, you know, which you shouldn't be doing off with your other friends, is if your parent is going to give you, like, a whooping. Like, my mom would say stuff like, yeah, I'm going to whoop you. Better me doing it than the police. Or
no,
president me.
I am with you in that light, you know, seriously. But again, nobody wants to tackle any of that stuff. It's too tough. I want to be my kid's friend. Anyway, it drives me nuts. It's just out of my mind. So I was just earlier segment, I was talking about how when you go to MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, you know, the rest of those, as opposed to, well, Fox is definitely moved left, closer to the middle. You know, you start looking at what the titles are and what they're talking about. So if you go over to one of, I think it's MSN or what have you, it says anti-LGBTQ pastor opens prayer at the Capitol. Opens with prayer at the Capitol. Okay? I went over to Todd Starnes. We know him. And Todd's title is Pastor Jack Hibbs Triggers Atheists with U.S. Capital Prayer. Okay? So, try to tell people, that's what do you call that? They try to call that clickbait, right? Yeah. So, you look at it, Hibbs is not anti-LGBTQ as they spin it, right? He believes in biblical truth. And so, the Freedom From Religion freaks, I mean, the Freedom From Religion Foundation people have, they're protesting the U.S. House for inviting Pastor Jack Hibbs to open a session of prayer. He opened a prayer. And here's the funny thing about this. This is what I love about this. If those guys that put, they don't even put their hand on the Bible, they're probably afraid it'll go up in flames, but they swear to uphold the Constitution, right? If they would go look at what was done in the beginning, what was it, 3 days of prayer and fasting to get these guys rolled to even write the Constitution? They opened in prayer almost every time. They had sermons there before some of the sessions, if the pastor was so led. These guys would be having coronaries, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, let's make it clear, folks. There's only one real Freedom From Religion Foundation, and that's Jesus himself. Jesus himself is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So these guys are a bunch of biters. And the founders, hey, as they say in our founding documents, man, hey, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor, appealing to the supreme judge of the world.
Oh, they didn't say the supreme judges? They didn't? maybe somebody left out a S. No?
Thank you, man. Thank you, Joe, for clarifying for these people, because for some reason they think that the judicial branch is like all the almighty, right? Oh,
they got black robes and everything,
I guess that's how it works, as opposed to white ones.
Hold on. We got to go for a break. I got to catch my breath. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel when we return.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Policy News. I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on the National Security Supplemental Bill, which includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions. Schumer saying the text of the agreement will be made public as soon as Friday or as late as Sunday, and that he plans to set up a vote on the legislation next week. President Biden is honoring the U.S. troops who were injured and lost their lives in an Iran-backed drone strike earlier this week. Three service members were killed while stationed at a U.S. military outpost in Jordan, and over 30 were injured. The president speaking at the yearly National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
Jill and I will be at Dover Air Force Base to receive the dignified transfer of their bodies. They've raised their lives in harm's way. They risked it all. And we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want to thank my listener in Florida who sent me a voicemail a while back, and she said, you need to slow down. You talk too fast. I can't write it down fast. I'm going, you know what? She's right. I can't even argue with her. So I will slow it down. So anyway, joined by Alfonso Rachel, lovingly call him Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And Zoe, why don't you tell people where they can buy your fine music? You know, we should buy the URL. What is it? BetterMusicThanTaylorSwift.com. And aim at your site.
I tell you what, man, if anybody out there is even halfway or even tolerates or whatever by Taylor Swift, come to the website, bronzeserpentmedia.com. I did an album. I produced an album for Ava Askin. I tell you what, folks, man, just check out the album. It's called Pour the Light In. You can get it at my website. Just go to Bronze Serpent Media Store, hit and scroll down to Pour the Light In. Grab that album. You will like it better than what Taylor Swift is doing. So, bronzeserpentmedia.com.
I like everything better than what she's doing. Okay, let's just put it that way. Anyhow, so I was talking. I was somewhat talking about how the difference in how titles are put up, right? This is how people go looking at things. A lot of people, you know, the joke in my day, I'm a little older than you are, is that people were the victim of the last newspaper headline. You know, nobody ever read the content. They would read a title and said, yeah, you know, I heard something about so-and-so and such and such. No, you didn't. You read the title of paper. You think you got a clue now. So Pastor Jack Hibbs, which is a pastor here in California, he did the opening prayer, what they call the invocation sometimes, at the Capitol. And the freedom, like I said, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or Freedom From Religion Freaks, as I lovingly refer to them as, they protested. Now, here's the beauty behind this. Again, you and I were talking about this when we ran out of time. You know, our founding fathers, and not just our founding fathers, but for Congress after Congress after Congress afterward, it was opened in prayer. And those fire and brimstone pastors were having none of this tomfoolery, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
And if it was wrong and bad, I'm just guessing here. So I'm not well educated. So wouldn't the guys who wrote the Constitution shut it down if it was something that shouldn't have been done?
Definitely. I mean, I think they would know a little bit more about it than we would. And you know, and the thing is, you know, I mean, these people are hung up on this freedom from religion, perverting the state, the First Amendment. You know, it's freedom of religion. And the thing is, the founding fathers very carefully chose that word because it was the intent was to be a Christian nation. The fundamental is Judeo-Christian, but the founding fathers isn't going to make that the law. You know, so the term is going to be very general, but the intent was Christianity. It would be an affront to Christianity if we made it a law, not just to the people, but to God himself, to force people to worship God by law and bring punitive measures against people who don't accept that.
Right.
So that's why it's written in there that way. So these people, they're perverts, man, and they've totally taken this thing to mean something else.
Oh, yeah, they won't do any studying. They won't do any investigating. We had founding fathers that were believed in God but weren't necessarily Christians. But even the ones who believed in God and weren't Christians frequently wrote about Christian principles and how they were the foundation of how we needed to live our lives. So, right. You know, again, think about that. Here you have somebody who says, well, you know, I don't believe in this Christ guy, but the principles of Christianity are the ones that we should live by. It's the ones we've laid our laws out by. And now you talk about trying to change history. You have a group of people come out and say, no, our founding fathers have nothing to do with God. They were the first group of Alzheimer's men that we have because they obviously had no clue as to what they were writing or what they were talking about. Like Joey B. in that restaurant walking around telling people to vote for Trump. Just like gone, right? So what made them really mad was Hibbs opened the prayer. That's why I said to you, they're mad because they weren't praying to Schumer or Pelosi. He opened his prayer in Congress saying, let's pray, you know, Almighty God, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which probably threw him crazy. We come before you in humility as a people who need forgiveness. Well, they don't need forgiveness. They're above everything, aren't they? They got it all together. He asked God to bring a great awakening of righteousness and confidence in you, Father, who alone is mighty to save us. So he was throwing, you know, we're bad, we're this, we fall short, we need your help, we're coming to you for help. Man, it made them crazy. The nasty stuff they said, the things that they said. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, no humility whatsoever. So you're perfect. You got it down, everything's going well, right? Unreal.
Man.
Yeah,
that pride thing is a monster, ain't it? But you know what? I bet they wouldn't have had a problem if they had that super spreader praying over them. Who was that? Davos? That witch doctorette. Oh, yeah. You know, coughing in her hands, rubbing it on their face, and blowing on their forehead. But these people are so pro science, but they were okay with this. So I guess she would have had no problems, but Jack Hibbs, no, he can't be prayed to Jesus.
No. Well, it's the Jesus thing. It's the suggestion that we got it wrong and we need forgiveness. I mean, you know that made them nuts, right?
Huh.
So anyway.
Anything to do.
I love these stories. I think it just shows you, Jerry Nadler, I think it was a little over a year ago, who opened up his mouth, and somebody mentioned God two or three times, and he's, you know, he's like, God has no place in this chamber. I'm going, look on the walls. Look on the outside of the building, you dope. What is etched on the outside of the building? I don't know which building it is off the top of my head, but one of the buildings actually has the Ten Commandments on the floor when you walk in. And they weren't put there so you could walk all over them. They were put there as a reminder.
Yeah, but that's probably the thing. He probably doesn't want them there. That's what he's probably trying to say. Yeah. God has no place here. I want them things removed the way that we be trying to remove all the other, you know, stuff that we don't like, nativity scenes.
And I love it. You know. God bless. So let me see. I was reading the other day about a statue that was removed of Jefferson and replaced by who? Who was the guy who died? George Floyd? I'm sitting here going, all right, a known criminal. I'm sorry for the way he died or whatever. You can do whatever you want with that, but a known criminal? A man who had a heinous record? And so if you think Jefferson was heinous because he had slaves, so one heinous for another heinous person is okay, I guess. I guess it's a latitude trade or something. I don't know. I don't even know how to fix that.
Yeah. talk about these the so-called moral equivalents, man. Yeah, they're sick with it.
Oh God. Yeah. I'm just enjoying this way too much. This stuff just it makes me nuts. Okay. Representative Ayanna Pressley. Too bad she had that last name, because, you know, it just ruins the whole Elvis thing. Anyway, she gave a speech on the floor. She said, shame on you, Walgreens. She went through a whole bunch of stuff here, and she said, having a website with talking points about health and equity and underserved communities, not enough. You know, you're closing down your stores in underserved, underprivileged areas because of your racism. Where are these people supposed to go to get their needs, met, get inexpensive stuff? And I'm reading down through this and I'm going, why would I restock the store if they keep coming in and stealing my stuff? So you want me to give them stuff for free, plus you want me to pay up my people not to go after them when they steal the stuff, pay the electric. Does she not see what she's selling here, or is she just not smart enough to figure it out?
Well, you're not supposed to see anything wrong with her. You're the one who's supposed to not see.
Oh.
You're not supposed to see anything that they're doing wrong. It's like, Walgreens, how dare you guys pick up and leave and keep us from stealing from you? You get your behind back here right now. This incident. So, yeah.
I know the area she's talking about. Very, very depressed area. It's 85% black and brown, which she brought up. In 2021, the Walgreens security guard was pummeled by 6 women. And what? Because he tried to stop him from leaving with shopping bags full of stuff they didn't pay for, and I guess this is just for them, for people like her. This is all acceptable. So if I have a need, it's okay for me to beat up the security guard, grab the TV, and leave.
Yeah.
This sows seeds of hate, because I find myself even irritated, going, wait a minute, how am I helping people? But you're saying that these stores don't have a right to make any money, and you should be able to go in and do whatever you want to them.
Yeah.
All right. I got to go calm down again. I'm going to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That's one of my favorites. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week, kind of hitting some of the topics of the day, some of the crazy topics of the day. Always appreciate his time with me as well. Thanks. All right. So, Valentine's Day, which I think is, you know, think about it. It's one of those days that more money is spent on cards and flowers and dinner and waiting in line for an hour and a half. I mean, I'll wait. Anyway, let's just move on from that because I'll get crazy. And you know what? I love this for you atheists and the freedom, what is it, freedom from religion people. Mm. You realize that it's Saint Valentine's and that whole thing is, the whole story is around a Christ-believing man, just so I can ruin your dinner. I thought I'd help out there. But anyway, The middle school now has decided to replace Valentine's Day with a random acts of kindness day. And and when you take your honey out to dinner, or you're sitting there looking into her beautiful eyes across the table, you just go, honey, just really wish you a random acts of kindness day.
How are you doing? Ooh, yeah. You can look forward to some hot loving later on that evening. How does that work, man? Random acts of kindness day. How are you going to have a random acts of kindness day on a scheduled day? That ain't very random, man. But you're right, dude. Is that I just hear the record just say, happy random acts of kindness day. It's like, excuse me?
I don't know. Why do they have to do this with everything? Anything that has any kind of, you know, nice, you know, connotation to it. We were talking in a break, and I said, I'm one of those guys who believes, you know, you'd be nice to your loved one all year round. And you said, you know, there are times when you can do a little something a little extra special. Okay, I agree with you. What is it? Are they miserable, and they just want to drag everybody into the misery lane with them, or what's the deal here?
Yeah, that is a big part of it, man. It's like the objective is to make everybody as miserable as they are, and you know, and you have some people who may feel like, you know, what do they call it? That sour grapes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They may not
have. I don't have a boyfriend.
Right? They don't have a boyfriend, so Valentine's Day is stupid anyway. And then other people want to play, like, you know, flipping, not social justice warrior, but, you know, some sort of sympathizer. It makes them feel more virtuous to be like, well, you know, it's not fair that everybody can't enjoy Valentine's Day and whatever. So, you know, just for them, we're going to turn it into something else where it's more inclusive, you know, and people don't have to feel left out.
Well, I love some of these stories I've done over the past where they talk about Valentine's Day. They want the parents to go through. Remember those little heart candies you got, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want the parents to go through there and pull out any ones that could be considered non-inclusive. And so I love the joke about it. Going, yeah, every 9-year-old is reading those things and deciding whether they're inclusive enough or not to pop in their mouth and eat, right? That's it. They look at that thing and go, candy, right in their mouth. They know they're not reading anything. They got to ruin. Look at Halloween. You know, as much as I'm a big fan of Halloween, but the reason they want to cancel the schools is because it's not inclusive enough.
Yeah.
What is not? It's only for witches, not warlocks. I mean, I don't know what's not inclusive about it.
Yeah. You know, some of that candy might not be, you know, I don't know, gluten free. Or some of that candy.
Got peanuts in it.
You may have peanuts in it, right? Got to have, so not everybody can enjoy, you know, Halloween. And the thing is, it's Halloween all year round for these kids because they want to be trans and stuff. They want to dress up. Boys want to dress up like girls, and girls want to dress up like boys, and all that sort of stuff.
They can do anything they want to, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just get a kick. Like, the point is that nothing makes them happy unless they make somebody else miserable like them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like, anyway. And they're working overtime at it.
Hey, it's like I said, man. The best kind of power trip is a guilt trip.
Yeah,
there's the most delicious power trip there is, man. Is the guilt trip. So of course they're gonna feel empowered by doing that. We just love feeling empowered, don't we?
Well, it's that bully thing. You know, they're always talking about bullying, right? The bully's whole goal is what? To lord over you, make you afraid of them, make you bow down to their will and what they want, you know, because they're feeling inadequate to begin with. So what are they doing here? They're bullying
these
kids, are they not?
Heck yeah, they are. It's totally bullying. They're like practicing to be in a union.
Send your cards and letters to Zoe at... all right, and here's some more of this crazy stuff, right? So again, another school district has decided, you ready for this one? In Connecticut, it will no longer get the day off for Veterans Day or Columbus Day. They voted to remove both holidays from the school. Now, the reason they say they voted to pull it all off is because they don't have enough days of education, all right? And so that they had to pull these particular days off because that would give them the 2 days that they needed to bring it back up. And since Columbus is more of a villain than he is a hero, it was okay to do that. So what does that mean about the, what are you saying about the veterans? What are you saying about the guys and girls that actually gave their lives for you to have the ability to teach in a class here in this country, to get paid for that, and to speak out against them?
Yeah. gratitude is not one of their higher virtues or anything like that. But it's not even so much like we're going to miss out on days of learning. No, we got to make sure that we have as much access to your kids as possible to indoctrinate them. Yes.
I mean, those are two great learning days. What could be better than teaching about, you know, veterans, why it's Veterans Day, you know, what veterans have done for us, right? I mean, even if you're against the Columbus thing, veterans. Now, here, this will get your blood boiling. However. The students will still, you know, but means that you wipe out everything before. So, however, or but, students will still be able to celebrate two Muslim holidays along with Gay and Black History Month and Pride Month. And I'm going, okay, there you go. All right. Huh? So, veterans, nothing. Niente. Zippo. But they really got a problem now. What if the veteran's a Muslim, or the veteran's gay, or the veteran is black? What happens then? Do you only get to celebrate half a day? How does that work?
I'm picking up on what you're putting down, man. they have as I said, cancel culture has a self-canceling ideology, because it's like, you know, because some of these people, these homosexuals and these people that they're trying to, you know, be social justice warriors for, it's like, dude, they go into these things also, and you're denying them their day of celebration. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just get such a kick out of this. And then I don't know. Do you know a singing star by the name of, somebody sent me this. I don't know this person, but let me see. Darius Rucker. Apparently he's you know, a country singer.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Well, that was his old band. Yeah, his earlier band.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. See, I knew you would know this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So here's what I think is really funny. They arrested him on a minor drug offense for having drugs. And I'm thinking, are you for real? Why don't you go into San Francisco or Los Angeles? I mean, you could do some real serious drug arrests there. And what do you have to do? You had to go hunt this guy down and put him in jail? Come on. There's no reality here.
Well, you know, the crime is like, come on, man. You see, when I hear stuff like this, it really insults me, Joe. It's so insulting because, you know, as a musician, and as I've said earlier, you know, a wannabe career musician, these people, man, they're living the dream. They get to make music. They get to make a living doing it. I mean, and you're making music, which was supposed to be for a musician, like the biggest high, right?
Sure.
But it's not enough for you people. You guys get this career and then you go do drugs and stuff like that. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, it's like, for me, it's the biggest insult, man, because it's like, here it is, you know, I'm trying to peddle my little music and stuff like that, and these people just have no gratitude. They're so greedy, and they go and they do this stupid stuff, you know, and it's a big pet peeve of mine.
Well, I've never understood it either, but being close to Hollywood, and you've been around some of those people, you know, what is it, the Oscars, there's something coming up where everybody kind of pats each other on the back, tells them how great they are, and then they'll go have their cocaine party afterward. You know,
yeah.
they get involved in all this. And my oldest son, you know, he knows I talk about this. You know, he became a chef. He became a bit of a celebrity, young celebrity chef. He got invited to all these things to go and cook along with others, and he got sucked into all of it. He says, you know, Dad, they're always telling you how great you are, how wonderful you are. Come over here. Do this or do that or what have you. Join us. You don't have to cook all the time. Come here and party with us. It's so prevalent. He said it's so second nature to do this kind of stuff. And to your point, you know, they are perceived to, well, we're out of time. So, see, get me going at the end. You need to get me going in the beginning. Anyhow, where do people get your music, help you out any way they can?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can catch my content there, from commentaries to music, and hope to see you guys there.
Yeah, and you know what? Go there. You know, every time you think of Beyonce or something like that, just go to bronzeserpentmedia.com. Seriously. Stop feeding the beast. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.